Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies, with sunshine brightening Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa shares similar conditions, offering a pleasant day for outdoor activities. In Eilut, temperatures are warmer, making it a perfect day for a beach outing. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from the Gaza Strip indicate that the IDF killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike, according to Walla from earlier today. Also, families of the fallen are demanding that Netanyahu renew the offensive to defeat Hamas, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, a U.S. assessment finds Israel's warning of an Iranian threat against Trump was unfounded, Israel Hayom reported just 34 minutes ago. Separately, the Times of Israel details how Netanyahu's political maneuvers have targeted Barkat, reflecting ongoing tensions within the government, reported 56 minutes ago. And finally, chaos at Ben-Gurion Airport has led to flight delays, with passengers stranded on planes for hours, as Ynet reported just 27 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just 14 minutes ago that a Lebanese official mentioned a necessary Hezbollah evacuation to advance Israel-Lebanon talks. Amishai Stein, a journalist, noted 20 minutes ago that Defense Minister Israel Katz plans to transfer enforcement authority in Judea and Samaria from the IDF to the Israel police. Joe Truesman, an analyst, reported 30 minutes ago that an IRGC Navy commander warned of a severe Iranian response to any U.S. action in the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza airstrike, the Interior Ministry in Gaza announced that the commander of the Gaza District Police, Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, was among those killed. This strike comes amid heightened tensions and follows several recent escalations in the region. The impact on local governance in Gaza remains uncertain as the community grapples with leadership losses. Turning to domestic politics, families of slain soldiers, organized under Forum HaGavura, have urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to intensify military actions against Hamas. As JNS highlighted, they fear that the current lull empowers Hamas. This plea adds pressure on the Israeli government to reassess its military strategy in Gaza. Meanwhile, a report from Israel Hayom reveals that U.S. intelligence agencies question the validity of Israel's claims about an Iranian threat targeting Trump. This skepticism could affect future intelligence sharing between the allies. The implications for Israel-U.S. relations are significant as both nations navigate complex geopolitical landscapes. Now to political dynamics within Israel. The Times of Israel describes how Economy Minister Barkat's attempts to challenge Netanyahu faced a strong backlash. This internal party conflict underscores the fragile nature of Israeli politics post-October 7. The political landscape remains volatile, with potential ramifications for policymaking. Lastly, travel disruptions at Ben-Gurion Airport have caused significant inconvenience. Ynet reports that passengers experienced extensive delays, waiting for hours inside planes and at baggage claims. This situation signals potential operational challenges at the airport, impacting travelers' plans and Israel's image as a travel hub. On the economic front, First, Tech reports that Israeli musician Izhar Ashdot inadvertently caused an internet crash 30 years ago by sending an email without BCC, highlighting a quirky moment in tech history. Separately, Mariv Business notes that global conflicts have boosted the aerospace industry to record highs, with order backlogs reaching $35 billion, showcasing the sector's resilience amid geopolitical tensions. And finally, Walla Business warns of gas shortages during the holidays due to PazGaz strikes, affecting branches in several Israeli cities starting tomorrow, which could impact holiday preparations for many. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Break tack. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.